From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Caught up that pony, Little Beaver. There's election trouble brewing in Buckhorn, so let's hit their trail.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit their trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Folks, what's the freshest thing you can think of? A rose out of the garden covered with dew? No? Well, then how about a loaf of bread right out of the oven? So tender and moist, so flavorful and appetizing that, well, you just can't wait to eat it. Man, that's real freshness. And that's the kind of freshness you get when you reach for Langendorf bread at your grocery store. Yes, sirree, Langendorf bread stays deliciously fresh so long, has such a smooth, tender texture, and tastes so wonderfully good that baking experts judged it America's finest bread. And when you enjoy fresh and tasty Langendorf bread with meals, toasted, and in tender, tempting sandwiches, you're helping yourself to extra energy, because Langendorf bread gives you those 1-2 energy values. It contains nerve and energy vitamin B1, plus dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. So at your grocer's tomorrow, get the bread that stays deliciously fresh longer. Fresh and tasty Langendorf bread. When Red Rider and Little Beaver rode out of Devil's Hole after catching Scarbone Clausen and his gang, they were heading for the cow town of Buckhorn on the eve of an election which Red heard might end in bloodshed and disaster. Joining Red Rider and his Indian saddle pal, we find them trotting along the trail, topping the high bluff which overlooks the town of Buckhorn.
That town down there, call them Buckhorn, Red Rider.
Ooh, Thunder, ooh. Ooh. Yeah, that's Buckhorn, all right, Little Beaver. Fine-looking town, isn't it?
Sure look nice and peaceful. If no trouble there, why we come here, I wonder?
No trouble, huh? What's that thing?
They think I'm plenty trouble. Look at them. 20-30 complexers. Shoot them up Main Street.
That's calling the turn, son. So how about it? Do we ride?
You betcha we ride. Shake them up, Apples. Get along. Get.
Start stretching, old fella. Get down that hill on the double. Come on, Thunder.
To stop.
Yeah? Who's saying it got him, mister?
I am. I'm the mayor of this town, and by glory, this kind of rowdyism has got to end.
If you're mayor of this fly-bitten saddle stop, then I know what's wrong with this place without going any further. Let her rip, boy!
I'm through telling you. If the only kind of talk you understand is gun chatter, well, my 6 guns ready to talk for me.
Dad, please be careful. These men would as soon shoot you down.
I'll thank you to keep out of this, Molly. I'm running this town until this election's over. Oh. All right, you men. Quiet down now and act like decent citizens, or...
Or what?
If there's one thing I dislike, it's gunplay. But by Daniel, you'll get it if that's what you're looking for.
You've been talking a lot about that hog leg of yourn. Now let's see you use it.
Dad, please.
All right, you ruffians. If that's the only thing that'll convince you...
Dad, look out! He's drawing his gun.
Ooh! Who done that? Who shot that gun out of my hand?
I did, mister. Any other questions you want answered?
What right you got butting in like that? That old buzzard went for his gun first.
If I hadn't come along, that's just what you would have said in court, shot in self-defense. But I know different. I saw it all, and I say you cut down on him before he even moved his hand.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, not just a plain liar. I'm calling you a flop-eared mule hide dyed in the wool.
Why, you owl-faced dog.
You worse than a liar. You...
I'll show you.
Oh, so that's your game. We're in tin-plated knuckles, huh? Well, how do you like this?
Oh!
Ah, any more customers?
Young man, look out. He's drawing on you.
Oh, he is. Is he?
You better drop that. Better let it go.
Now let go of that six gun.
Stop it.
Arms make a mighty funny noise if they snap.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's better. I bet you're a wonderful shot, friend, when a man's back is towards you.
Oh, Red Rider, see? Here comes town sheriff.
High time you got here, Will Hoyt. What are we a sheriff for in this town?
Now, take it easy, Mayor. I come as soon as I heard the rumpus.
I suppose you didn't hear the rumpus when these men rode into town shooting up the street. Well, never mind. Arrest this man.
Now, see here, Mayor. I can't arrest nobody for something I didn't see.
Well, I saw it, Sheriff. And I'll swear out a warrant. This man drew his gun and tried to shoot me when my back was turned.
You're a liar.
You want another lesson, Monsieur, or will you take that back right now?
I've got witnesses. These men saw it. They can vouch.
I'm swearing out a warrant, Sheriff. Now take him away.
Well, all right. Come along, Limper. I gotta take you in. Now, there's no fooling about
me. Young man, I don't know what would have happened if you hadn't come along. But if you have a little time, I'd like you to come over to my office. I'd like to talk to you.
Sure thing. Well, Little Beaver, you stay here and watch the horses. All right, sir, lead the way. I'm anxious to hear who's behind the trouble that's wrecking this town.
And that's about all there is to it, Mr. Ryder. For the past month, Buckhorn's been brimful of gunmen, outlaws, and the lesser fry of bad men.
The only thing Father didn't tell you is that it's all aimed at him. You see, he's up for re-election as mayor at the end of this week.
Yes, I can see where a clever politician might try to prove that your administration is too weak to cope with outbreaks like this. Who's running against you, Mayor Harcourt?
Man named Amos Applegate.
Applegate's been the town fool for years now. Oh, it's such a farce. It isn't Applegate. It's the man who's behind him.
The man who's behind him, huh? And who would that be, Miss Molly?
Bender. Roaring Chris Bender. Owns the newspaper, the livery stable, and I guess most everything else in Buckhorn.
Bender. Now, I can't say that I ever heard of him, but that doesn't mean anything. I'd like to sit down with that gentleman and have a heart-to-heart talk with him.
I doubt if it'll do any good, Ryder, but come here. You see that two-story white building down the next block?
Yes.
Bender has his office on the ground floor. Now, whatever you do, please be careful. Bender's a wily, treacherous man to rile.
You don't say. Well, Mr. Mayor, this red hair I've got sort of matches my disposition, too. I'll be back after I've told Bender what's on my mind. In words even his candidate will understand.
But, Chris, I can't let Limpy out now. That red-headed fella's coming here to sign a complaint.
Who you taking orders from, that redhead or me?
Why, you, Chris.
I don't want no alibis. Give me them keys and I'll let Limpy out myself.
I can't do that. Why don't you wait a while?
Give me them keys.
Slap me around, will you? Well, we'll see about that. I'm still wearing a badge.
Try that and you'll be dead before your finger ever reaches the trigger.
Bender, I've taken a lot from you. You cheap foreigner.
You simple-minded old... Get up off there and open that cell.
Yes, Chris. Sure, Chris. Chris.
Huh?
Chris, look out this window.
Huh?
That red-headed Jasper we were telling you about. Looks like he's heading straight for your office.
Well, he's making it right handy. I'm going out the back door and be there when he comes in. You keep your mouth shut and mind your own business. Right. I'll be back soon.
Bender, huh? Not a bad name for you, Blodgett. You're so crooked you could bend around a corkscrew without half trying.
I should have known it'd be you, shoving your face in where you don't belong, Ryder.
There are a lot of things you should know, Chris, but from what I've seen and heard, you don't.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing I do know, Red. The climate around Buckhorn's going to be unhealthy for you.
I see what you mean, Doctor. You're afraid I might get a fatal case of lead poisoning.
No, I ain't afraid, Ryder. I'd be glad to write the prescription myself.
Go ahead, Chris. There's part of it I'm itching to follow. Shake well before using. And the way my hands feel, they'd shake the last breath out of you.
In that case, maybe I'd better see to it that you get pills. 6 pills. Steel-covered and tipped with nice, soft lead slugs.
Chris, I'm afraid you're going to end up with a dose of your own medicine. Unless you keep your hands out of this election.
You know anybody who thinks they can keep me out?
You're looking at them right now, mister. And if you don't listen to my advice, you'll be looking at them right down the length of a gun barrel.
Brad, you always was a tough talker. Hanlon always said that. But I don't recall ever seeing any notches in your guns.
Now, that's right. So far, the jails and penitentiaries have saved me the trouble. 20 years in one of those places can really break a man down, Chris. He comes out gray and sick inside, with the finger that used to squeeze triggers blue and stiff from squeezing pick handles on the rock pile. You think you would enjoy that, Chris?
In that case, maybe I'd better not wait.
It's not every doctor who can fill his own prescription, but if you think you can, go ahead.
I'll show you. You.
I was afraid of that, Chris. When a man lets his temper aim his gun, he generally ends up in a long box with flowers on it.
Yeah? Well, I don't see no mourners around here.
If I'd aimed for that ugly face of yours instead of your hand, I don't think you'd have seen mourners either. People have to feel a little badly before they do any real mourning, but next time I'd be glad to hire 6 and supply the wagon to take you out to Boot Hill.
Since you think you're dealing the cards, Ryder, you're going to find out you're playing with my deck in a game with a bunch of men who have a trump for every ace you got.
Maybe so, Chris. But I'm in now, and I'm willing to take my chances. Either stay clear of that election, or you'll find I've marked your cards, and every mark I use will be an X. An X that's going to mark the spot where the bodies will fall.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. But first, how many of you youngsters and grown-ups have heard the old saying that the proof of the pudding is in the eating? Well, the best way to test anything is to try it. And that's why I'd like for you to get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. The minute you touch it, you'll know it's wonderfully tender, delightfully fresh. And when you eat it, taste its superbly delicious flavor, well, you'll agree with the baking experts who judge Langendorf bread America's finest. Yes, sir, folks, plain, toasted, or in tender, tempting sandwiches that stay deliciously fresh to the last bite. There's no finer bread than Langendorf bread. And remember, every fresh and tasty slice gives you those famous 1-2 energy values. 1, the nerve and energy vitamin B1. 2, pure dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. The kind of food that helps you go places and do things in a hurry. So for goodness sake, and for energy's sake, get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. It stays deliciously fresh longer. Rejoining Red Ryder, we find him in the mayor's office the day before the election in Buckhorn, talking over the situation, which is growing more tense every moment.
I hate to say so, Ryder, but I still think your going over and challenging Bender was a grave mistake. Now there's no telling what he'll do.
It's not very hard to tell what a man like Chris will do. There's only one kind of argument that they know anything about. And those arguments are filled with powder and are size 44.
But don't you see what this may mean? Before, the only question was defeating Dad in the election. But now that you've made it a personal issue, why, Bender won't stop at anything.
Bender wouldn't stop at anything anyhow. Now, if you two will concentrate on getting in the votes, I'll take care of Bender and his gunslinger.
Right, I'll tell you, I'm worried. I'm not too sure with the situation as it is. if there are enough decent citizens left in Buckhorn to muster up the votes I'll need.
Since these hoodlums have shot up the town, some of the people have moved away. And the worst thing is that the new homesteaders who are supposed to be moving in are... Well, they're waiting to see how the election comes out.
Yes, I've been counting on the homesteaders' votes to cinch the election. Now...
I've found the best thing to do in a case like this is to let your opponent play his hand all alone. Then make one move which will make him force his hand, and when he does...
Well, that may be a very nice theory, Mr. Ryder, but we've been up against Chris Bender a dozen times before. We've come out second best.
It isn't so much that I want to be elected. It's the whole town I'm thinking of. Let an idiot like that Amos Applegate win, and he'll just be a dummy for Bender and all his outlaws.
Well, Applegate hasn't won yet. Now, what do you say we walk down and hear his speech?
So, fellow citizens, I consider it a real privilege to introduce a man who, when he's elected, will finally bring clean government and decent conditions to our town. Ladies and gentlemen, that sterling citizen, that candidate for mayor, Amos Applegate.
He certainly doesn't look like a man who had a thought of his own.
Yeah. Him look him like should be a my grade in school.
That would be an awful thing to do to Miss Jane, little beaver.
I bet you him can no even spell baby words.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I happen to your looking face, as I look into your happy faces, I wish to say that at a time like this, what we've got to do is to think of the city and the very fact that taxes and incomes have to be arranged and raised. Well, you take men like the present mayor. How does he, or who, is, I mean, what has he done? What this town needs is a better understanding of all those things. But if I'm elected, I promise you that all this and take our jails. What sort of a place is this when all you have to do is look, and you can see for yourselves how bad conditions are all around here.
All right, Limpy. You and the boys get started.
Right, boss.
Move away from where I am. I want this to look as if you're all working for Mayor Harcourt.
I'll take care of it.
I propose to eradicate. Now, take such a thing as, like our local school system, for instance. I ask you, how can we expect and the conditions up in town... around the town are all the same way.
Why don't you go soak your head, you big moose?
who said that?
Why don't you go to school?
Wait a minute. Now, hey, nobody can talk to me like that. This is not... Quiet!
See what they're up to, Mr. Mayor?
Why, no, Ryder. What?
Well, Chris is using his men to heckle this meeting and seem to be on your side. Make people think you won't give your opposition a fair chance.
Why, that blackguard...
Why don't you get off that soapbox, Amos? Let a real man make a speech.
Hey, if the sidewinder who said that'll go for his gun, I'll be happy to accommodate him.
Are you?
I'll take that gun, mister.
Let go on it. I can't out me.
I said I'll take care of that gun.
Who is that man?
All right, Mr. Candidate. Go ahead with your speech. I'll see that you get a fair chance.
Thank you, sister, mister. My speech. Taxes. I was talking about taxes.
What about taxes, Amos? They're low now than they were 5 years ago.
That's what I said. They're lower. We've got wonderful tax. No. Well, you see, friends, I think I've covered everything. Thank you all and one for everything.
Well, Mayor Harcourt, it looks as if we took the wind out of your opponent's sails.
I still don't understand what happened, Red.
When our friend Amos blew up, that wasn't really Amos you heard. That was just the sound of Chris Bender's scheme exploding. I'd hate to be in Chris's office when he tells off his men.
Of all the thick-headed, stupid, dim-witted numbskulls... And that goes for the whole lot of you, too.
Yeah, but what could I... How could I go on with a speech?
Oh.
You told me that Limpy would start the argument where I'd say the conditions up and down the town were the same.
Well, you could at least have made a stab at finishing the speech, couldn't you, to make it look believable?
Well, gosh, Mr. Bender, I had trouble enough learning the part that I did.
Oh, you make me sick. You're a fine man to trust too, Limpy. I thought you had that whole thing arranged.
Well, gosh, I did, boss. If it hadn't been for Ryder grabbing
Ryder. Before the election is through, I'll promise you one thing. He's going to become a citizen of Buckhorn permanent. But the first thing we've got to do is sew up that election.
Yes, Mr. Bender. The first thing we've got to do is win the election.
Where do you get that wee business? If you so much as move your finger or open your mouth, the only ceremony you'll be at won't be for the election. It'll be when the parson reads the last words over you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bender. Anything you
Shut
say.
Up. Now, look, Limpy. We got to make sure the citizens know how they're voting.
Yeah.
Or if not, where they want to be buried.
Yeah.
Now you round up the men and make them ranchers realize if they don't put a cross in the right place, there won't be anything left for them to pay taxes on.
Right, boss.
Then get going.
Sitting there not saying anything. Now, what do you think?
Red, it's got me. I hate to go back out and leave my friends here to fight a battle that I should fight for them. Still, as Molly says...
I said once before, with a man like Bender, maybe the thing to do is to put him in a spot where he'll have to force his hand.
I don't see what you mean.
Red Ryder mean, give Jasper like Bender enough rope. He's sure to hang himself and all his gang.
Exactly. Now, you told me a lot of people who had homesteaded here had moved in and aren't going to until they find out who's elected.
Yes, that's true. But...
Now, if these people own land, they're entitled to vote, isn't that right?
Yes, of course. But thunderation, Red, there's no way of getting them here in time to vote.
Well, if this works out the way I think it will, they won't have to get here. It'll be enough if Bender and his crowd think that they're on their way.
You mean that if Bender thought they were coming, he'd try to stop them?
No, you're talking. That's just what I do mean. Are there enough ranchers we can depend on, Mayor, who'll fix up a wagon train that'll look as if they were homesteaders trailing in?
Yes, I guess so, Red.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's ride.
Mr. Bender, you certainly look active and happy this afternoon.
Happy?
Where's Limpy?
Limpy? Why, he just stepped into the private office for a little rest, I think.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Limpy! Limpy! Get out here!
You bet, boss. What's up?
It's that double-dealing, double-crossing maverick Ryder. You know what he put the mayor up to? They've sent out and they're rounding up all the local homesteaders and bringing them in before election.
Boy, that sure dumps our apple cart, don't it? Why, they got enough votes there to re-elect Harcourt for the next 20 years.
Sure, they got enough votes. Yeah, but it ain't legal to cast a ballot from a graveyard.
From a graveyard?
That's what I said. And that's just what I mean. Limpy.
Yeah, boss?
Get yourself about a half a dozen extra good men.
Yeah?
I want every road to Buckhorn covered and covered right. And I don't want one Nestor's wagon to reach town.
All you gotta do is leave it to me, boss.
Yeah? Well, if you let Ryder hog tie you this time, the next time you see me, both hands had better be filled and smoking.
Ryder, I'm a-warning you. If this here's a trick...
I think you'll find, Sheriff, that the only people around here who try to trick you are Bender and his gang.
That man would kill me if he knew I was a-throwing in with you.
Well, next time, don't be fool enough to gamble with a man like that and get in a spot where he can give you orders.
Yeah. Oh, Red Ryder, see him down there? There come Homesteader's wagon.
I see them, Little Beaver, and I must say they sure look realistic. Now, you know what to do, Sheriff?
Nah, doggone if I don't. If they do like you say they will.
Now, don't worry. Chris worked for Ace Hanlon too long not to play the game his way.
Red, there they come. Bender and his gang.
Here they come, and here we go.
Get him up, Papoose. Get along.
Kick up that dust, Thunder. Head for that road. Come on, Thunder. There they go, men. Spread out and circle them. Stretch out, old boy. Come on, Thunder.
Chris, here comes Ryder.
Fill those wagons full of deputies, Woody. I'll fix him once and for all.
Drop that gun, Chris.
You're crazy if you think I will. There's three slugs left and they've all got your name on them.
Little Beaver, look out. That man's a killer.
Yeah, we take them care of him.
Why, you little redskin catamount.
We got him his gun, Red Ryder.
Yeah, what? That's one notch you're not going to put on your gun, but here's a nice big notch for your jaw. All right, Sheriff. Bring the rest of them over here. They might as well all walk back to town and go to jail together.
Steady, Thunder. Ooh.
Ryder, I wish you'd stay and let the town of Buckhorn show you its appreciation in some tangible form.
Oh, please do, Mr. Ryder.
Now Buckhorn got him good mayor and honest sheriff. Not enough excitement for me and Red Ryder.
Oh, it's not quite as bad as all that, Little Beaver. But we've got to be heading for home. The circus arrives in Devil's Hole Thursday, you know.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get.
Let's ride, Thunder. We're heading for Painted Valley. Come on, Thunder.
Cleaning up the town of Buckhorn and ridding it of roaring Chris Bender almost had America's Fighting Cowboy stopped for a moment. But with Mayor Harcourt back in office again, Red is pushing on for the circus at home. A circus replete with clowns, tumblers, wild animals, daredevil trapeze artists, and, well, be sure to be with us next time when Red Ryder and Little Beaver come face to face with a certain death Glade Slavens warns them will be their fate if they interfere. Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread that stays deliciously fresh longer. The threat to our free American way of life is steadily increasing, but there's one vitally important way we all can help our country's war effort. We can make sure that our fighting forces have the tanks, guns, and ammunition they must have to win, by investing in United States war bonds and stamps regularly. Remember that the money we pay for war bonds and stamps isn't a gift, but an investment in America that steadily increases in value with each day. And help keep America strong by keeping physically and mentally fit. Eat plenty of nourishing foods like Langendorf bread, containing dextrose, essential vitamins, and high nutriment values to help supply the extra energy so needed in times like these. Get the bread judged America's finest. Fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow.
Red Ryder came to you from Hollywood. You are listening to the Blue Network.